What's good, people? Welcome back. And this week in news, the jails have been lighting up via IG with two messages, one being from Toronto rapper Top 5 with new pics that he has posted on his IG page with him and Cuban Savage, as well as Casanova Two Times leaves a long message with his plights going on in jail. This is news from the 6th for October 29th, 2021, and I'm your host, Friday Ricky Dread. Now, this episode of News from the 6th is brought to you by Manscaped and the Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code WeLoveHipHop at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code WeLoveHipHop. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Now, my apologies. It's been a few days. I haven't been able to give you all a news story. Do remember, we have been putting out a lot of content this week. Big up to Gutsy Guts. We put out an extra episode of the We Love Hip Hop podcast, or maybe we could just call it a We Love Hip Hop podcast / Six Views Uncut mashup that came out this Tuesday prior, or actually this Monday. It was Tuesday. There's so many different things going on in the network that I don't even remember the days sometimes. But this Tuesday, we dropped a bonus episode where we had some really, really in-depth conversations about the scene and about the murder rate that's been going up and the crazy weekend that happened last weekend, as well as the press of conversation. And do remember to hit up and make sure to tap into the new episode of the We Love Hip Hop podcast, episode 245, available on all streaming platforms. But let's get to the news. Now, first in news, Top 5 has released some pictures via his IG page, or his team has released some pictures via his IG page of him and Cuban Savage. Now, these pictures were already released via Gutsy Guts' Instagram page, as well as on his YouTube. And, you know, they started going around through all the different blogs in Toronto. People were like, holy shit, this guy was going all through LA. And, you know, there was even talks on No Jumper podcast when Academics had pulled up over there with Adam 22, talking about how Top 5 had potentially knocked down maybe even five different women while he was on the run over there in the United States. Now, the pictures that have now come out from Top 5's page have been recently been deleted from his page. However, you know, it took no time for all of the other blogs, including 6buzz and the main blogs in Toronto, to pick them up and repost them. And these are the cleanest, most crispest versions of the pictures that we've seen since the release from Gutsy Guts' page. Now, Cuban Doll has recently replied to it with a quote saying, now I'm going to pull this up via Keep Six Solid, and big salute to Keep Six Solid. Now, she pulled up saying, with a post saying, the glow is different when you got two boyfriends, but you single. Now, that's a pretty cryptic message. And once again, salute to Keep Six Solid. I see Academics in the comments, as well as a few other people. Big salute to Big Gucci Gang. But when I do click on her Instagram @, it brings me to a page that says it's not available. So since this picture has been released via Top 5's Instagram page, it seems that Cuban Doll has deactivated her Instagram. I don't know. I don't think that her Instagram was taken down. It looks like there's a deactivation that has happened here. But we'll be keeping an eye out for what's going on. Apparently, there is more videos as well as pictures to come, you know, and we'll keep you posted as well as when those do come out. But look out for more updates as well as what's going on with Top 5 and his case. Currently, he's still detained in LA. We're getting really close to the time, or the limit of time from when extradition has to happen back to Canada. From my knowledge, I didn't really do a lot of in-depth research. I know it's about 45 days, or I've heard it's about 45 days before they have to extradite you back to Canada. However, he may be dealing with some legal issues over there in the States as well. So we'll definitely keep you posted as we get more information in on this right here. Next story. Now, in our next story, Casanova Two Times has been in jail for about a year now. He went down for a racketeering charge for, you know, being an alleged part of a gang, the Black Gorilla Stone family over there in New York. And he's, you know, they got indicted maybe about a year ago now. And there's been a few different posts that he's posted since the time he's been inside, with some cryptic messages, you know, talking about his struggles. And right now he's claiming that the feds set him up. Now, he left a message here, and I'll read a part of the message that he put up here on his Instagram page. And it also, when it comes to his Instagram page, while I was doing my little bit of research on this right here, it seems that his original Instagram page was taken down once it reached about 2 million, and he's now working on a new page, BigCasanova_2x. But the caption reads, "This is a public service announcement to all my fans and very important friends. I've been incarcerated for almost a year now, exhausted all remedies, and spent significant amounts of money and legal fees to prove my innocence. The charges against me are false. They don't represent or reflect me, reflect the person that I am. They are simply using my past criminal history to crucify me in court. I am the same individual that went to the city hall and housing projects with at Eric Adams for New York City," and Eric Adams is a mayoral candidate over there in New York City, "to speak to children, to explain to them how shootings and gun violence isn't the way of life. I visited shelters to feed the people, and I need all around the world, including Africa, donated back to schools, school drives, and not one of my good deeds are mentioned or acknowledged." Now, he goes on, and this is, it goes on a little bit longer here, but it seems that Casanova is going through it. As we say over here up in Toronto, he's shaking it rough. And, you know, in my opinion, and a lot of other people who are making content over here in the YouTube space, as well as different bloggers, hip hop bloggers, are saying that there's a potential that Casanova may crack. Let me know in the comments below, for the people who are watching this video on YouTube and any of the different listening platforms where you can leave comments, what you think Casanova is going to do next when it comes to this situation. Because when it comes to this, I know a lot of his money has been exhausted, as well as tied up, and they seize a lot of assets and money when it comes to these type of RICO cases. So he, you know, some of the money that he might have even had access to before is gone now, and he doesn't have access to it now to pay for legal fees and different things like that, canteen, all those different types of things. And from the way that he's been talking through his messages, he's making it seem like a lot of people have abandoned him, right? Do remember that Casanova 2x was also on Roc Nation. So, you know, are we going to get the same kind of help that from Jay-Z with Casanova 2x as when, you know, he did with Meek Mill, right? He came through for Meek. He got Meek off of his case. He got a whole bunch of billionaires helping Meek with this whole thing. So is Casanova going to get the same love? And from the way that Casanova is sounding in these messages, it really doesn't seem like he is getting the same love. Now, I don't know if there's like, Jay-Z's hands might be tied up when it comes to this situation. It might be way too big of a case for him to get around, or he might just want to remove himself from anything that has the word RICO attached to it, right? But big salute to Casanova 2x. It's an American story that we cover over here on News from the Six, and we've been covering on the We Love Hip Hop podcast. So we're going to keep our eyes on this. We are a big fan of Casanova 2x music over here in Toronto, so we're definitely going to keep our eyes on the progress of his case, and we'll keep y'all updated in the audience. But that's all we got for the news today. My apologies once again. You know, we're trying to do this maybe about 4 or 5 times a week, but sometimes we get an overflow of content that we're here to bring to the people, and we're filming interviews as well as different content pieces and news stories and all types of stuff. So we're definitely going to be back on the grind next week, giving you 4, maybe even 5 news stories next week. So make sure to tap into that, and make sure to leave your ratings on iTunes if you're listening to it over there, and make sure to download it on any of the different listening platforms so that the downloads and the ratings help to push us up in the algorithm. All right. This is Friday Ricky Dredd, and make sure to follow me on all my social media platforms at Friday Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. And for everything else, make sure to hit us up at our website or on our website, welovehiphop.ca. Also, if you want to book some space over here or book some time in the space that we have over here, the Visionary Art Center, hit us up immediately in the DMs. You can hit us up on the DMs or in the DMs at the Visionary Art Center Instagram. That's Visionary Art Center, all correctly spelled. Or you can send me a personal DM or send a DM to We Love Hip Hop Network, and we'll handle the time for you. This is News from the Six, where we hit you with that real Toronto shit, and I'm off this. Deuces.